As a writer, you never really know where the story's going to take you. Ruth Reichel writes a column for Town & Country magazine that's about special, delicious things. Now, usually they're about an obsessed baker's maniacal devotion to panettone or a peach from a unique farm in California. But this month, she set out to write about prosciutto and ended up in a place that moved her beyond what she'd imagined. She's here to tell us about it. Hey, Ruth.
Hey, Francis. I was totally unprepared for, I went to write about Cesare Casella's prosciutto. Mm-hmm. And I have loved Cesare, who's a wonderful chef. And I followed him for many, many years as he had restaurants, Beppe, Marema. He was kind of famous for being the chef who had rosemary in his pocket always. And for being a generous soul. I think everybody loves Cesare.
Yeah.
And I heard about the fact that the Edwards Smokehouse in Virginia had burned down and that
the country ham people,
and that it had left the farmers high and dry. Because there were farmers who were providing the heritage pigs at a rate of 250 pigs a week. They were all going to go out of business. It was like, it's a huge investment. You have a year's worth of pigs in the field because you've got to raise them. And these are, happy pigs who are raised beautifully. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the one buyer burns down.
The one buyer is gone. And Patrick Martins, who's the head of Heritage Foods, who had brokered these pigs to the Edwards family, was kind of desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And he called up Cesare and said, can you take some pigs this week? And Cesare was making salume.
Mm-hmm.
And Cesare just instantly said, you know what? I'll take them all for the rest of the year. I'll start making prosciutto. And it was
like
just
thousands of pigs.
250, a week. And it's wonderful prosciutto. And so I thought, well, I'll do this for my column. And Cesare said, why don't you meet me at the Center for Discovery? And I said, what's that? And he said,
that sounds like the name of a place, like in a comic book.
Exactly.
Like,
it does. And it's in very rural New York in Sullivan County. And I got there, and it turns out to be a facility for severely disabled people. It is also one of the most beautiful and inspirational places I have ever been.
Huh.
They have hundreds of acres. The housing for these people, many of whom are really severely autistic. Mm-hmm. There are people in wheelchairs. There are blind people. There are people of all ages. There are 1,000 people who are in this facility.
Mm-hmm.
And they live not more than 5 or 10 people in a house,
mm-hmm.
and the houses are lovely, and they all work in some way on the farm.
Oh,
so
wow.
They raise every kind of animal you can think of, pigs and chickens and cows. They have horses because horses turn out to be very good therapy for certain disabled people. So they actually have a way of hoisting people from their wheelchairs onto the horses.
Yeah.
So here we are in this beautiful place. And Cesare says, Patrick, the director of the Center for Discovery, wanted food to be a basic part of the program. And they raise everything that they feed these people.
Oh. Wait, so this is like a hospital or it's like a lifelong sort of...
What would you call it? A ranch? But it's not like any facility for disabled people that you've ever seen before.
Mm.
And as one of the people who works there said, one of the things we realized is that people need to work. They need activity. So they have a CSA and there are people who are, picking and packing.
Mm-hmm.
They raise herbs. They make all kinds of herbal teas.
Mm.
There are people who clean the eggs and pack the eggs. They have schools there. They also have, for the people who work there, there are 1,500 people who work there.
1,500 people work there.
Yeah. Well, there are 1,000 people who are taken care of.
This seems like a small city.
There is a nearby city called Hurleyville, and they have sort of bought up much of the town itself, the old movie theater, the cafe, the newspaper. They really involve all the local citizens. So the whole idea is that they will be part of this community.
Yeah.
And this beautifully raised organic food is part of the therapy.
Yeah. And that they're also part of the growing of it and the production of it.
And it's just everything about the place is inspiring.
Yeah. It sounds amazing. Thank you so much for telling us about it.
My pleasure. Everybody should go visit.
Ruth Reichel is a living legend, the author of many books, most recently My Kitchen Year. She was the editor-in-chief of Gourmet magazine and writes a column for Town and Country. You can read her story about the chef Cesare Casella and the Center for Discovery in the October issue. Coming up, America's Test Kitchen's Tucker Shaw on the little things you can do in your kitchen to take better care of yourself. I'm Francis Lamb, and this is The Splendid Table from APM American Public Media.